Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is a blessed privilege to visit with you today. I delight in the opportunity to minister over the radio. We will never get to see all of the people that we have a chance to talk with. And sometimes I've been just chatting with people that I know, and they've said something that may have been mentioned on a program, and I was surprised to know that they listened. And, you know, in a small circle, it's an encouraging thing to a preacher because people don't usually write. They expect the preacher to be there. That's one thing about, you know, being a pastor is that the people, they're blessed, they're encouraged. The pastor, of course, has nothing to give to them other than what the Lord gives to him. So it is not in the pastor that the praise should be going to, but in the Lord. And there are people who will expect the pastor to minister and feel as though the pastor has never a trial. But the pastor does have trials, and there are discouragements that come. But he has to be one who is growing in the Lord and has learned to go to the Lord for his strength and for his source of help and comfort, and that the Lord is going to bless him. He gets from the Lord and ministers unto others. Remember the passage of Scripture in Matthew 14 and 15, when the Lord takes from the crowd. In chapter 14, he takes the loaves and the fishes, and then he breaks and he gives to the disciples, and then they break and they give to the men, and then the men break and give to their families. Well, the Lord does that. He has broken the bread of life. He is the bread of life. He is the water of life. And the way that he does it is that we are to minister unto those who have needs, and we are to constantly give out as we have received from the Lord. We cannot minister to people other than that which we get from the Lord ourselves. And so we are just so thankful. I am indeed praising the Lord that he will use me. Again, I think of how the people that he used in the Scriptures, some with a bad attitude, some with sin in their lives, and yet the Lord would clean the vessel and bring them to a place to where he would use them. You take, for example, Levi being a publican. He sat by the way. Think of Jonah. He had a bad attitude, ran from the Lord, and the Lord used him. Think of the mercy he showed to Ahab, a very wicked man. This same God who dealt with these people will use you and me. You have no excuse for not serving the Lord today. And I don't use those negative illustrations or examples there to make you comfortable with sin. No, I'm using that to show you of God's grace and his goodness. Those who were faithful to serve the Lord did not say, well, Lord, you ought to use me. No, they served the Lord and they loved him, and we love him because he first loved us. That's the reason why we love him. And so he has worked this work of grace in our hearts, and now we are to be used of him to minister unto others. Well, let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask for his help today. Father, we are so thankful again for the opportunity we have to receive from the Lord. And Father, I recognize that I am but a channel of blessings. I am one to whom the Lord has given. And Father, I want to be faithful in distributing unto those who have come by means of radio, who have tuned their dial to this station, some on purpose, others an accident, and others maybe not in choosing to do so, but yet they will hear. And I pray thee to bless this time together, that thy name will be exalted, and that the message will be clear and plain. For Jesus' sake, amen. Here in the book of Genesis now, we were looking on the previous program when the Lord said to Noah in verse 1 of chapter 7, "Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." Now, you are expected to live for the Lord where you are. Don't say, if I had lived in another generation, if I had lived in another place, another state, if I'd had another husband or another wife, I'd been a different person. No, you are to live for the Lord where you are, to bring glory to Him where you are. Because He's not going to say, "Oh, I understand, if you had been born 50 years earlier or born 100 years yet from this point, that you would have been a faithful servant." No, that's not what the Lord does. He wants you to live for Him where you are, bringing glory to Him in the situation where you are. You do not say, "Lord, change the situation and then I'll glorify you." No, that's not what the Lord wants. The Lord wants you to glorify Him where you are. And now, what is that saying to you and me? That's telling us that we are able to please the Lord at all times. Listen to me. Let me say that again. We are, and I'll add this, by God's grace, able to please the Lord at all times. And how is it that we're to do that? We're to do it by His grace, in His power, looking unto Him. Noah did righteous in his own generation, and that generation was so bad. Notice what the Lord said in the previous chapter. It is so wicked that the Lord is going to bring destruction. In verse 3, He says, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. God says, things are so bad on this earth, I'm going to cut off everybody. I'm going to destroy them. But Noah, I've seen you, and you've found grace in my sight. I've shown grace to you, Noah, and I'm going to destroy the earth." Now, the Lord gives 120 years here. We didn't dwell much on that when we came across that passage earlier, but now that the flood is ready to come, I want to go back and address that. Earlier in Genesis 5:28, we start with some numbers. Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. That's Noah's father. And then this man called the name of his son Noah, "The same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because the ground which the Lord had cursed." We did a talk about the part that He had cursed. But now here is a man who is showing faith, who is demonstrating faith. Now he is looking backwards to the fact that the Lord had cursed the earth. He is looking forward to the fact that the Lord is going to comfort. And the comfort will be in the Lord working through this man. And so the scriptures tell us also in verse 30 that Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. So Lamech lived to be 777 years old. And he is a man who has a family of other children. But Noah is the only one out of that family who is willing to live for the Lord. Now listen, I don't find comfort in seeing family members live a life without the Lord. I don't find comfort in that. But I do find comfort in the fact that the Lord takes note of an individual in a family when everybody else is living a sinful life, and there is one who wants to please the Lord. You may be the only one in your family living for the Lord, and you may be alone. You may feel lonely, but the Lord is with you. Lamech had other sons and daughters. Noah was one who was looked upon. I wonder if they called him, "Why, he is a square. Why, he, look at this man, look at this child." And were neighbors concerned, You know, we are concerned about your child, Noah. He just doesn't seem to be with everything. He doesn't seem to be with the neighbors, and he's different from all of your other children. And he's even different from everybody else in the neighborhood, in the whole town. There's nobody like your child. And then the man gets married, finds a woman who will be faithful to him and faithful with him, builds a family. And then what did they say? Oh, those squares over there, that family, the Noahs, look at them. Noah had sons and daughters. Now, but before his son, and I would think 20 years prior because of the number here, when the Lord says 120 years, man is going to destroyed, on the world is going to be destroyed. So the Lord says 120 years. Now, Noah was 500 years old when his son, Japheth, was born, according to verse 32 of chapter 5. So the Lord had already given the information to Noah about the kind of world that Noah was going to have to live in and what was going to happen. And so the Lord says 120 years, man's going to be destroyed. Noah didn't have any children at that point, according to this, my calculation of the years. The Lord says in verse 3 of chapter 6, man's years shall be 120 years. Now, this does not mean that man's life now is going to be 120 years and man is going to live to be 120 years old. In fact, I don't recall, I haven't checked that, but the thought just came to me as I'm saying this to you. I don't recall a person living to be exactly 120 years. There may have been some. I will check this afterwards, but the thought came to me while I'm on the air, and I don't intend to stop and look it up. But the scriptures tell us that Noah was one who was righteous in the midst of a crooked and a perverse and a wicked age, and the people were watching him while he prepared the ark. And now this decree, as we mentioned, was given 20 years before Japheth's birth. First Peter talks about this. Second Peter tells us about this. And the book of Jude also tells us about this. Now what the Lord has done is given the people 120 years to repent. He's given the people 120 years to repent. And I suppose that Noah started building this ark without his family, without sons. And his sons grew up knowing this focus. This man had a single focus. Before he had children, he had a focus for serving God. What a blessing. He didn't change when he became a father, when he became a parent. He kept right on going. And there are many who will say, now that we have children, we need to focus on what's going on around us. No, you keep your focus on God. You keep your face toward the Lord. You keep your heart set on serving him. And the Lord had shown leniency, and this didn't bring repentance. And the book of Romans tells us it's the goodness of God that leadeth a man to repentance. This didn't bring these to repentance in the pre-flood days. Now the Lord has told Noah, I'm going to bring judgment. They still have time to repent, but they don't. And now we'll end with a prayer asking that the Spirit of God will move upon hearts. Father, we pray that if there's one who's listening, who's been living in the leniency and the blessings and the mercies of God and have not yet repented, we pray thee to bring them to conviction and draw them to thyself for salvation, for Jesus' sake, before it's too late. Amen. Well, join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson here in Greenville, South Carolina. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.